الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the quality of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم from his seerah, which I want to remind myself and you about today, is the quality of kindness. Now, again, as I have mentioned before, it is the quality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that every one of these qualities that we have been talking about is reflected in every other quality. For example, mercy is reflected in forgiveness, forgiveness is reflected in mercy, and so on. So also kindness. But I am trying to differentiate, not because there are walls between each of them and they are different, but because each one we can appreciate individually by itself and try to inculcate in our lives. The kindness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is again visible throughout his life. Pre-Risala, after the Risala, in times of stress, in normal times, and so on. But 3-4 incidents, which are small incidents, but I think they illustrate this quality of kindness probably more than the bigger ones. One is the incident of the Seerah where Zaid bin Harisa radiallahu anhu was given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a gift. He was given to his wife Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha by her cousin as a slave, and she presented him to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately released him from slavery, made him a free person. And he must have been about, at that time, maybe about 8 or 9 years old. So he was there as a servant of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now Zaid bin Harithah's father and uncle, he had been captured from wherever he was, and he was African, racially he was black African. So his father and uncle came finally searching for him, and they were told that he is a slave in the house of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they came to him and they said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, we are willing to pay the price of this boy because he is our son, and we have brought whatever price you say, we are ready to pay for that and take him back. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is not my slave, I have freed him, there is no price. As far as taking him back is concerned, you are most welcome to take him back. I don't need anything from you, provided he is willing to go with you. So he said, I will not force him to go. If he wants to go, please take him. You don't have to pay me anything. So they called Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, and Zaid bin Haritha, they asked him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, do you know these two people? He said, yes, this is my father, this is my uncle. So he said, they have come to take you back home. Would you like to go? He said, no. He said, I am very happy here with you, and I will not leave you, and I will not go back. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his father and so on also were satisfied that he is well looked after and so on. So, alhamdulillah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so happy with this that he took Zaid bin Haritha by the hand and took him into the haram near the Kaaba, and he announced and said that this boy is now my son and he will be called Zaid bin Muhammad. And Zaid bin Haritha radhiyallahu anhu was used to be called Zaid bin Muhammad until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of Suratul Ahzab, where he specifically said that none of the men among you is a son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the issue of adoption as in taking a child into your house and giving him your name. Islam does not prevent you from taking a child and looking after him, but you cannot give him your name. He does not become your son or your daughter. So this is the issue of that. Now, Zaid bin Haritha says that one day Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him some money and told him to go to the market and bring something. So Zaid bin Haritha said, I took the money, put it in my pocket, I went to the market. On the way, I met some friends of mine who were playing, so I got involved. Imagine, he's a little boy, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old. So he got involved in this game with his friends. Now, quite a lot of time passed. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got worried that why is this little boy gone to the market, he hasn't come back, you know, is he okay, what's happened to him? So he went looking for him. He said, suddenly I saw the Prophet ﷺ come there where we were playing, and he came looking for me. He said, I got worried. So Nabi ﷺ called him and he said, what happened to you? He said, I am sorry, I got involved with the play. He said, okay, no problem. Now go and he said, give me the money, I'll go and get the thing, you finish your game and you come home. So there is Harisha said, I put my hand in my pocket and the money is gone. So in this game, running around here and there, he dropped the money somewhere, money also is gone. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I've lost the money also. He said, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just smiled and told me, okay, finish your game and come home. No punishment, no, you know, nothing. He just smiled and said, okay, doesn't matter, you finish your game. Another boy who was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 10 years in Medina was Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu. Once again, his mother presented him to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not as a slave, but as somebody to serve him when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina. And Anas bin Malik stayed with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout his life in Medina for 10 years. Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu was particularly blessed because he said that after Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, until the end of the life of Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu, he used to see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream every single night. Ajib, we ask Allah to grant us that once in our whole life. So Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu says that I stayed with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 10 years as his servant. He said, I was a boy, I used to be forgetful, I would be playful, all kinds of things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would tell me something, sometimes I would remember, sometimes I would do it, sometimes I would forget. Sometimes he would tell me to do something, I did something else. He said, not one single time in that time of 10 years that I spent with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the time he came into his household to the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he said, not a single time in those 10 years did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even frown at me, let alone shouting or let alone beating or anything. He said, he did not, even his facial expression never changed. He said, even his facial expression did not express displeasure, even though there were so many times I would have done things which, you know, I mean, it's not that he's doing some evil or something, but forgetfulness is that. This is the quality of kindness. There's another boy, a Jewish boy, who used to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina. He used to be around the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't see him. Couple of days passed, this boy didn't come. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the people, he said, where is this boy? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he is very ill and it looks like he's dying or something because he's extremely sick. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take me to him. So they went. And when they went there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked permission, entered the house. This boy was on his bed and it was clear that he was dying. It was the last, you know, few moments of his life. His father was standing next to him on one side of the cot. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and sat down and he took the boy's hand in his hand and he said to the boy, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. He said, say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and be successful. The boy looked at his father, because he's a Jewish boy, father is a Jewish man, he's standing next to him, he's dying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The boy looked at his father. The father said, obey Abul Qasim. Right. Imagine, this Jewish father, he is telling his son, obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's not a Muslim, he's a Jewish man, but he's saying, obey him. The boy said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and he died with his hand in the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is this quality? How did this happen? This quality of kindness was such that the people loved him so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to reveal ayat in the Quran to say, leave my Nabi alone. He has a private life. Don't be clustered around him all the time. If he invites you for a meal, go at the time of the meal, and when the meal is finished, leave. Don't sit there talking. All the ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab which came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching adab to the Sahaba. Why? Because they didn't want to leave him. They were with him. They did not want to allow him to be away even for a second. So Allah has to reveal ayat of the Quran to say, look, you love him very much, it's very good, but he has a life, he's got his wife, he's got his family and so on. This is the quality of kindness. Final story, which I absolutely love, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to, and in many hadith he said, the best of you is the one who is best to his family, to his wives. And he said, I am the best to my wives. Yeah? He said, somebody asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, how do I know if I am a good man or not? He said, ask your wife. He said, ask your wife. And the thing, same wife dear doesn't mean only wife. It means if it was a woman, he said, go ask your husband. If your husband says you are good, you are good. And the reason he's saying that is because these are the relationships in which there are no barriers. You know, your wife or your husband knows exactly who you are, knows exactly what. They know you at a time when there are no pretenses. You're not trying to show something. You're not there with your makeup or your dressing or whatnot. You know, they see you in your shoes off, hats off states. So, whatever you are is visible. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be home, he would be laughing, he would laugh with his family, he would joke with them, they would joke with him. Very normal in that sense. And he would also help them in the household work. He would physically, personally, he would help them in the household work. Now, this is not only strange in our culture today, it was very strange in the Arab culture of the time. Because it was not a man's job to do something in the house. It was simply not in the culture. Nobody did it. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do it. To the extent, one day, Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha started making bread, you know, rotis. So, she said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, can you make bread? So, he said, yes. So, she said, okay, let's have a race. Let's see who makes more. Yeah? So, he said, okay. So, now she started making these chapatis or whatever it was. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also started making with flour, and she made one and two and three and four, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting only with one, and that thing doesn't cook. So after she made, you know, maybe 5-6, she started laughing. She said, Ya Rasulullah, you can't even make one. I made so many. She said, Aisha, the thing that the hand of Muhammad has touched, the fire doesn't touch. Huh? He said, the thing that the hand of Muhammad has touched, the fire doesn't touch. So my roti does not cook. What do I do? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ala kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So this is our Nabi. And the reason I'm saying this is to ask myself this question. What happened to this kindness? Where has it gone? How is it that this Ummah has become an Ummah today, which can drive a truck through a group of people, men, women and children, and slaughter them? I don't even know. This is not even an example. I can't even say like this, because this doesn't happen. How is it? It's no good saying the man is not a Muslim and this and that. Yeah, all that I know. But it happened. And he had a Muslim name. And he came from a Muslim home. What happened to the kindness of this Nabi? What happened to the kindness of this Ummah? Incident after incident after incident. Allah, tired of listening to this. What happened to this kindness? Where is this kindness? Seriously, let us find this kindness and let us bring it back into our lives before we face Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the arsh of his Rabb jalla jalalu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmallahi.